This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A former interpreter for the U.S. Marines in Afghanistan says getting his family out of the Taliban-controlled country feels impossible after they were left behind during the U.S. withdrawal in August. As Hope Kerwin reports, the Wisconsin resident has memories of the Taliban taking over Afghanistan when he was a child and worries about his family's future.
For 2 weeks in October, Johnny could not reach his parents in Afghanistan.
Their phone was off, and I was a little bit worried about them.
Johnny Five is the nickname U.S. Marines gave him while he worked as an interpreter between 2010 and 2013. He now lives in Fitchburg, but he didn't want to use his real name to protect his family. Because Johnny and his brother worked as interpreters, his family was eligible to come to the U.S., but only two of his brothers made it into the Kabul airport during the American evacuation. 13 of his family members couldn't make it through the crowds. A spokesperson from the U.S. State Department said anyone eligible for the U.S. refugee admissions programs must be outside of Afghanistan to begin the process. The department recognizes leaving the country is, quote, extremely difficult. To Johnny, it seems impossible. Many of his family members' passports were destroyed at a Taliban checkpoint. Now they're in hiding.
We grew up in a place somewhere everybody knows us, you know, like, our friends, our family, our relative, and the neighbors, and people who we went to school with.
They don't know which neighbors might tip off the Taliban to their connection to the U.S. military.
You won't even know that somebody reported you. They just come at night and they knock on your door and they just take you a known location.
He says it all reminds him of one of his first experiences with the Taliban, shortly after they took over Afghanistan in 1996. Johnny guesses he was 5 or 6 at the time. He remembers his mother was tense and kept looking outside.
Here and there, she would throw out some words and saying like, oh, I feel like there's something going on outside and I feel like there's some people are coming. And we were like, we just didn't know. We had no idea what's happening.
Johnny remembers the sound of an explosion when a helicopter was shot down near their house. He says a neighbor came to check on them. The neighbor's father had been injured, and some soldiers agreed to drive him to the closest clinic. Johnny's mom decided it was time to leave, too. Johnny rode in the bed of a pickup truck driven by two Taliban fighters and remembers bodies lining the road.
Those are the moments I will never forget. You know, that's how I picture Taliban.
Johnny keeps wondering what his 7-year-old sister is experiencing as a new era of Taliban rule begins and how he can help his family flee. But those working to evacuate Afghans say getting people out of the country without outside assistance is highly unlikely. Zach Lois is a former member of the Army Special Forces and is originally from Burlington, Wisconsin. He's been working with a group called Task Force Pineapple to evacuate Afghan allies.
Most of these individuals are people that we know personally. These are former combat interpreters of ours. These are former Afghan special forces.
Lois said the Taliban have control of the passport offices and the airports, making air travel a major risk for anyone who's considered a high-value target. And that's just one of the hurdles.
They can't work, so the funding is a major issue. They're being hunted, so they need any kind of support they can get to be given intelligence and early warning.
His task force has put together a list of 100,000 people that they believe are eligible for evacuation to the U.S. So far, they've helped 380 people leave the country. The State Department spokesperson said the agency is assisting U.S. citizens on a case-by-case basis. They plan to help legal permanent residents and SIV holders as space allows, but they will not be assisting extended family members of U.S. citizens like Johnny.
If peace is not coming, then I want my family to be evacuated somewhere. I don't know how to find it as a U.S. citizen. I think I do have a right to just ask the government my family's in danger.
Johnny says living here means little if his loved ones continue to be in danger. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.